And now it's time for another story with a Kung Fu Doctor. He was ordinary then, Kung Fu Crass. Kung Fu Doctor was battering opponent with all the courage, when all of a sudden, opponent threw Kung Fu Doctor to ground.
Bravo!
The people crapped and crapped and crapped, for Kung Fu Doctor had fallen in battle. But Kung Fu Doctor would seek his revenge next week.
I don't like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta say, Kung Fu Doctor didn't really like that either. But yeah, that was a. I put that together 12 years ago. 13 years ago. I'm getting old, guys. Yes, so for those who caught the tweet on HKC Radio, which you can follow on Twitter at HKC Radio Live, this will be a shortened edition of the John Zone, which I'm going to refer to as the John Zuh, in the archive name and everything like that, because at the very last minute, my band wanted to get together for a jam session. And, I couldn't really turn that down, to be honest. I kind of miss playing, and we've only been able to really do two rehearsals in the last, 4 months. So, rather than just not do a show at all, I'm going to do a shorter show, and then, just because I've got probably over 1,000 of them, I thought I would queue up a Venison archive, a legacy archive, which, again, will not be included in this broadcast, but I will have... that coming up later on, and because I will be gone for a few hours and away from the computer, I did make sure that it's going to be a longer show, so for those that missed the late night random venison stoozes, you can stay tuned for that, or just tune out, that's okay too. But we unfortunately had another passing this week with Meatloaf. Coming, I think it was to cancer, I believe, at the age of 73 or 74. So we're going to open with one of his songs, and then some more randomness here on the John Zone on HKC Radio. Yeah.
You have just entered the John Zone.
It smells funny in there.
No, it doesn't.
At school, they were wishing it.
you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me away? Do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me away? I gotta know right now, before we go any further. Do you love me? Will you love me forever? What's it gonna be, boy? Come on, I can wait all night. What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no? What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no?
Let me sleep on it, baby, baby. Let me sleep on it.
Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it, baby, baby. Let me sleep on it.
Now, what that really sounded like was, for those that are familiar with Little Britain, they would have all these links that would be voiced by a narrator. And the links often played this sort of music. Later in Little Britain, I don't know. Anyways, that's what that reminded me of. So that was Meatloaf, and I will freely admit, I do not know Meatloaf's music very well at all. But that was Paradise by the Dashboard Light. So, I guess that is one of his signature songs. The reason why I happen to have this is it's taken from a compilation that I found. When did I find this? I might actually go look that up here in a moment. But it was from a collection called 101 Beer Songs. There were a few good ones that I came across at JB Hi-Fi back in the day, and after a while it just became a game for Alice and I. Like, I just had, you know, everything in that oldies section I pretty much bought over the course of about maybe 5 or 6 years of coming here. Yeah, 101 Ultimate Beer Songs, and I'm just gonna take a look and see when I ripped this. That was okay. It says 2015. But I think what actually had happened was, oh, I know what it was. I ripped a lot of this music way back when I bought it, but I didn't realize until after the fact that I actually had ripped them on my old laptop in 128 MP3. And I don't know why I didn't notice it, but I didn't, and so I had to re-rip all of this. So that particular copy was ripped in 2015, but
who knows when I bought it?
Probably was in 2015 at some stage. Anyways, I don't have the phones up this week for texting or for calling, just because this is a shorter show, but you can still tweet at me at HKC Radio Live, or if you have my personal Twitter, which everyone probably has who may be listening to this, you can contact me there as well. Or I guess if you've got my Australian mobile number, you can text me. Well, Come to think of it, if you've got my American mobile number, you can still text that. I just can't take calls on it. Which is kind of a bummer. Actually, what I should do... I seem to recall with Google Voice, you can take calls if you're... in the country? I don't know. Forgot how it worked exactly. It's been so long. But when I moved, I ported my number to Google Voice so that I wouldn't lose it. The fun downside to that, though, is that because I can't answer calls, I get all of these... Any missed call that I get is sent to me as an email. And I get a notification about it. So... I didn't do it, but if there ever comes a time where my place of employment insists that I take all this time off, one of my projects was going to be to go back through the call logs and call back every single number using my Australian number. I used to say, hey, you've been calling me every day for the last 2 years. Hi. They probably just hang up on me. They're probably missed calls, or not missed calls, but scam calls. Who knows? I sure don't. But hopefully you guys do, and hopefully everyone's keeping safe out there with the you-know-what that's going on. I was a little bummed that I couldn't catch my Dallas Cowboys when they played Monday, but I kept up with the score, just kind of glancing at it when I had a moment, and in hindsight, it's probably a good thing I didn't catch it. Looked like it was a pretty ugly game and ended with kind of a bonehead move. But that's okay. Cowboy fans were kind of used to that. We're kind of good, but we're not... We can't come through when it counts. So that's... And really, I mean... For any sports league, that's pretty much every team but one, because only one team can win it. And speaking of teams, we've got my co-host here, the washing machine. Because we do need to wash our towels. Towels are very good things, and it's kind of my routine. So, you know, again, I thought of just not doing the show at all, but the problem was I ran out of stuff to do, and I've got my work laptop here, and I've got stuff that I need to do on that as well, but I really don't want to on a Sunday. I did too much of that last year, where I would do work on the weekends, and it's nice to kind of look at it, glance at it, just to make sure everything is taken care of, but when you start to do that every weekend, that's not good. So, goofing off, even if it's just a 45-minute show, that's better than nothing. And it means a slightly... a less lengthy archive of myself in automation. But there will still be one more, so. Now that said, going back to Meatloaf, kind of hungry now for some Meatloaf. There is a clip I've got to play, and I'll go and play this one next, and I'm sure everyone who's been paying tribute to Meatloaf at one time or another has probably played this, but like I said at the start of the show today, I don't really have a lot of his music. Just one of those artists, I guess, you know. Elvis Costello is another one. You know, I know of him, but I couldn't really name more than one or two songs. There were a few like that. I think Prince was someone else. Just, it didn't click. And maybe it's because I didn't grow up in the era. Now, MC Hammer, that's someone completely different, you know. And Vanilla Ice. I think next time I'm back in the States, what I'll probably... It seems kind of stupid, but I know back in the day with just really gimmicky rap artists like Shaquille O'Neal, MC Hammer, I remember at one point just kind of looking up on Amazon and finding... used copies of their CDs for like a penny, you know, and you just pay the whatever it is, $3 for shipping. Tempted to do that, you know, just it's $20 and you can get, you know, 10 CDs that are just really, really hokey. But when you're on a laptop for 16 hours a day sometimes and you just have a music collection in shuffle, sometimes little trinkets like that are worth the laughter. They're worth the price. So I'm going to get to a couple of tracks here. In addition to meatloaf. There's something else I'm going to play. It is pretty random. But random is fun. And whatever I play will be nothing compared to just how random Venison will be on the, I guess, the Legacy edition of Venison Stew. It would be an extreme poor taste, so I would never do it. But if I had the audio processing capabilities, I thought of putting like this ominous reverb over any episode of Venison Stew, so, you know, like a ghost. Venison probably would find that pretty funny, but being poor taste, so we're not going to do that. Oh, it would help if I had an ID queued up first. So we will do, yeah, we'll do that one. There we go. All right, so we're going to get to some randomness. I did mention last week, and it just now occurred to me, so clearly I forgot. I was going to try and find some Tongan national music in honor of that particular country and what they've been dealing with, but I couldn't do that. And I think I'll be able to get my American Amazon account sorted this week, so what we'll do is I'll just sort of carry that over to next week's show. There's also a national holiday on Wednesday, so I might do a broadcast that day. I'll see where things are going and, frankly, just how hot it is, because the John Zone studios are in a garage with no air conditioning. So, all right. Well, I've talked for about 10 minutes. That's a lot. So, we're going to get to some comedy, a little more meatloaf, and whatever else comes to my crazy little brain here on the John Zone here on HKC Radio.
You're tuned in to John Clower. But who is this John?
This thing may or may not be human.
That's what he thinks.
I think it is a man. The eyes had a glimmer of human intelligence.
Really? Glimmer in the eyes. What about the sloping ape-like forehead?
John Clower.
Inspired visionary or big, stupid, lucky, dumb guy? Only time will tell.
You where the lights don't go. Tonight is right for love with Meredith Baxter burning. Expressing love so sweet, I'll keep you burning like a dog in heat. Tonight is right for love with Meredith Baxter burning. We had a love that was so magical. Meredith Baxter burning, burning, burning in my soul. I'm not talking about Meredith Baxter burning today, no. I'm talking about Meredith Baxter burning that was on Family Ties 10 years ago.
Darkness of hell, a demon inside you like a bottomless well. Nothing is safe and everything is a lie. Love doesn't last no matter how hard you try. Burn it, burn it through your brain, unthinkable pain. When you finally realize that it's all in vain. Spill is the world digging force in your eyes. Cheek as a steel being wrapped on your thighs. Your skin's coming off and you run.
Meatloaf!
It's all what?
Where you going, son?
Oh, gosh.
Come back to us, we're over here.
Okay. Oh, sorry, Chef, man, sorry.
Okay, son, but this song is about Meredith Baxter burning, all right? But not about splinter wood in your eyes.
You're right.
Here, have a taco.
Oh, taco, great. I need a taco. Mm.
Messing up my business with Meredith Baxter burning, okay?
Mm. Yeah, great.
Tonight is right for love.
The rain is falling, Angelino is on. Let's turn down the lights, turn up the volume and go crazy. I'll touch your body and soul and change the channels with remote control. Cause tonight is right for love with Meredith Baxter Burney. Let's give a South Park welcome to Joe Strummer.
I saw this wino. He was eating grapes. He's like, dude, you have to wait. I like to drink red wine. This girl says, doesn't red wine give you a headache? Yeah, eventually. But the first and the middle part are amazing. I'm not gonna stop doing something because of what happens at the end. Mitch, do you want an apple? No, eventually it'll be a core. I went to the store, bought 8 apples. The clerk said, do you want me to put them in a bag? I said, oh no, man, I juggle. But I can only juggle 8. If I'm ever here buying 9 apples, fucking bag them up. I saw a guy juggling chainsaws. It was cool, but unless something needed to be sawed down, then it's just annoying. It's like, come on, Rick, can we use one? Track number 5 will not be chainsaw juggling. It will be this one.
Another Ronettes track, why not? Here on HKC Radio. Blah, blah. She always had that sort of forced vibrato. Kind of like, what was that guy's name? Can't think of it now. It's going to bother me now. Here's another word of advice from Red Green while I think of that here on HKC Radio.
I want to talk to you older guys about something that's very, very difficult. Apologizing to your wife. This is the toughest thing that you will ever do. Now, whatever the issue is, I realize that you are 99.99% sure it wasn't your fault. But you know something? That should remain our little secret. You've been married long enough to know it's not your job to be right. It's your job to apologize. And you gotta do it properly. You can't just say, I'm sorry for everything wrong that I've said or done in the past, am possibly saying or doing now, or may say or do at some point in the future. That's not gonna... You can't do the blank. What you need to do is, you need to be able to fake sincerity. Now, you've done it at least once before, or you wouldn't be married. Well, you need to learn how to do it again. What I say you do is apologize to somebody you don't know, like a stranger you'll never see before. Kind of get your skills up and get ready. And then when you think you're ready, look your wife straight in the eye and say, honey, it's all in... I just... Sorry. Remember, I'm pulling for you. We're all in this together.
Wow, that's good. Moltar, make a note of that.
No.
Come on.
I'm busy.
Are you?
No!
See, I thought I trimmed that. I didn't do that. Oh, well. There's a little at the very end of that little clip, which I need to take out. But I'm not going to right now, because I'm doing a broadcast. And then I'm going to play some music and hopefully come back before Venison show is over, so I can actually turn off the encoder. So, yes, for those that are eagerly awaiting the semi-return of Venison 88, you'll have to wait another 15 minutes or so. Aaron Neville, that's who I was trying to think of, with the sort of Ronnie Spector-esque vibrato. I might do that. I think it's an overly played bit by Pablo Francisco, but it was funny once upon a time. Pablo Francisco is one of those comedians. You know, he had his album, or the special I remember was Knee to the Groin from the late 90s, and it was hilarious. And then... I don't know who it was, but someone mentioned that he had another album out. I'm like, oh, this is great. And I eventually got it and thought, this is just boring. And I think it's unfortunately the reality with those comedians who can do voices. They start to kind of rely on that. And once the initial novelty has worn off, if there's no substance beneath the voice or beneath the bit, it just gets annoying. And unfortunately, that's what Pablo Francisco's other album was, at least whichever one I picked up. He would take maybe a little skit or a tangent. It's about a minute worth of material, and he'll stretch it to 7 and just not stop talking. But fortunately, the bit I'm going to play momentarily actually is, I think it's pretty funny. Now, of course, before I do that, I do have to actually play an Aaron Neville track of some sort. I think I've got some Neville somewhere. But if there's something else you guys do want to hear, I don't have a lot of time left. We've got about 15 minutes, but you can contact me at HKC Radio Live or via my personal Twitter if you have that as well. But that was the Ronettes. I've still got more Ronettes stuff, and I'll probably be sprinkling more of that in future shows, because why not? I don't play a lot of 60s music, and I know once I start, I kind of just have to keep going. And one of these days, I will do some kind of a 60s-themed show. Not sure exactly how that's going to work. Realistically, it would probably have to be a pre-recorded something or other, and I would actually have to have time, and I don't know, maybe it's something I'll do a show and I'll see if I can market it to even like a community station.
Then I can be syndicated, John Zone.
Although I couldn't call it the John Zone, because that's a dumb name for a show. But it's all I could think of back in 2004, 2005, whenever it was, and it stuck. So, is what it is, and I am what I am, is what you are. Actually, I think we'll do this. So I'm going to do some Aaron Neville. And just because this album came up on my laptop on the way home from the work, I'm going to play a track just because I haven't heard it in a little while. And I think I did play this on a show of mine. Might have been the first one, actually, on HKC. But in either case, I'll play it again. One thing I'm hoping I can do once I get my Amazon membership back is get some more music so that I might even intentionally find out some music relating to things like coffee or holidays or things that I, or tangents that I often play songs about, because I do know that I play a lot of the same songs, frankly. And I always appreciate it. I know folks like Nick and I think Venison mentioned this at one point, that they would go out of their way not to play the same song twice within a fixed period, you know, 6 months, a year, something like that. And I really probably should do that. But the only way that I can do that is by getting some more music. And I'm very old school about actually, you know, buying it rather than just downloading a bunch. Because frankly, if I download a whole, like, a discography of an artist, I'm not actually going to listen to it. Whereas if I buy it and I have to, you know, spend money on something, I'm a little bit more likely to actually listen to the product because I'm out $10. Alright, so we're going to get to, like I said, some random music. And really, this might be it for the show. So, I think this might go down as the shortest broadcast I've ever done, for the most part, or at least the shortest broadcast that I actually intended to be short. You know, I think we've all had shows where things just break, or you're just not feeling it, and you just stop after 15 minutes, but this one's intentional, and it's good to get the creative cobwebs off a little bit. So, we're going to get to some music. And then we will either wrap up the show, or who knows, maybe I'll start Venison early. We'll see. Right here on HKC Radio.
You are listening to the Bobby Alter Ego Network. The you know, the Bobby Alter Ego Network. Goodbye.
Hey, Bobby, you know what I'm going to do to you? First, I'm going to cut you up in little tiny pieces, fry you up in bacon grease, eat you up, and then... Ooh, somebody light a match! Uh-oh. Might run about now. Clean up on aisle 7.
You're listening to the John Zone.
I can hear a heartbeat from 1,000 miles in the heavens open up every time she smiles. And when I come to her, that is where I belong. And I'm running through her like a river song. She gives me love, 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 crazy love. She gives me love, 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 crazy love. She's got a fine sense of humor when I'm feeling low down. And I'm coming to her when the sun goes down. Take away my troubles, oh, take away my grief. Take away my heartaches in the night like a thief. She gives me love, 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 crazy love. She gives me love, 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 crazy love. And I need her in the daytime. When I'm returning from so far away, give me some sweet loving, brightens up my day. And it makes me righteous, and it makes me whole, and it makes me mellow.
I was at the Mirage with Aaron Neville. Aaron Neville, whenever the piece of chorizo right there in his eyes. And the thing is, right by his eye, you know, I got to talk to him every day. Hey, I got to pump myself up not to look at it. Hey, man, what's up, brother? Great show, man. All right, good. Sorry, man. I'm sorry. Sorry, man. Little chorizo nugget looking good. You're going. I mean, the guy's a millionaire. You don't get that thing burnt off for crying out loud. You know what I'm saying? The reason people watch this video, oh, look at that. Hey! So, I mean, really, for 2 weeks, just looking at it, go, hi, it was a great show. Just can't look. Gotta concentrate. Gotta focus. Got cataracts or something. Put my cataract over it. All right, how are you? Oh, man. Is it just me or does Aaron Neville sing like you're trying to find a radio station? Here we listen to him saying,
if you want somebody play with it, go and find yourself chorizo nugget.
The cotton commercial, that is the most funniest commercial. He sings that in concert.
The touch, the feel, no. The fabric, no, not lie. The touch, the feel, no.
He should sing about that right there, one of his songs.
Song goes out for that piece of chorizo, oh my. Look at this face. I know they just are showing. Look at chorizo nugget. So big and proud and growing.
I would not do that to his face, though. I wouldn't get drunk. Hey, Aaron Neville!
No.
He just picked me up.
Body slam.
I'm sorry! I get to sing that music stuff, man. That's like R&B? Kind of R&B? I don't like it too much. You know, it's so easy to sing. The only thing I have to do is sing like this. Ah, ha, ha. That's all you got to do. Hey, baby. Ah, ha, ha. Or you got to say smooth, soft, and silky. One of those three words. They put in all their songs, girl. Yeah. You smooth. And soft. Ah, ha, ha. And silky.
I know something about you.
It's true.
I know something about you.
I do.
I know something about you.
Little Nikki French here on HKC Radio.
I know something about you. To the room, and all of a sudden I knew I'd seen this film before. This was deja vu.
Make a note of that.
I can't hear you. I'm breaking up.
Quit it. You're doing that with your mouth.
What was that? Can't hear you.
Now, Bubbles or Robert, I'm not sure which one of you that was, but you weren't on beat with the crash. That's one reason why I like to try and play that at the end of the show. Anyways, this is a very, very short edition of the Johnza here on HKC Radio. But I do want to thank everyone who was able to catch the show, whether you caught this live, whether you caught the little snippet in automation. I definitely appreciate that. Or if you downloaded it and you're stalking me. That was Nikki French, Something About You from the Secrets album, and it's so 1990s, but I really, there's something about that sound I've always liked. I need to go and try and find like a, you know, 50 albums from that era list. Hopefully it's worded a little bit better than that was. Someone else that passed away this week, Louis Anderson, whom I did not really reference during today's show, so I'll do that next week. That's why I'm hoping to get Amazon sorted, because I'd like to actually play their material and actually buy it. So I'll get a couple of the Louis Anderson stand-ups. I do have a Meatloaf 2-disc collection, which is coming, so I will pay tribute. It'll be a little bit delayed, but we'll do that. So if you do want to get in touch with me off the air, you can contact me on Twitter at Reverend Big Dog, D-A-W-G, everybody. That's how you do it, which is my same username on pretty much everything under the sun, and above the sun, I guess. Anyways, stay tuned. We've got a Legacy Venison Archive, and what I might do, I may queue up a couple, just in the very unlikely event that we run long. It's a 4-hour show that Venison's got coming up, so I think that should be more than enough, but you never know. There will be a little hiccup here while I get this going, but then we'll get started.
Goodbye.
We're so sad we've no more time together, just to drop an anvil on your head and stuff your pockets full of dynamite and tie you to a rhino's head.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Spoil your dinner.